Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Ulrich Rue is a legal expert. He knows a lot about Interpol. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Well, and yes.
We've spoken before about Interpol. Mm. We've spoken about what happens next. Well, this is what you predicted would happen next, which is the issuing of a red notice.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean?
Well, I think just for clarity, for the listeners as well, the NPA came out on Monday and said that the red notice had been issued by Interpol, and then they backtracked yesterday and said, in fact, it has not been issued yet.
Oh.
It is still in the process of interim approval by Interpol. So a bit of a blunder on behalf of the NPA on our side. But we can only hope that the red notices do now get issued. I have it on good authority that the National Prosecuting Authority has complied with everything that they needed to in order for Interpol to issue the red notices. And hopefully it's just a matter of approval now and going through the interim procedures before a red notice is issued. So Interpol issues a red notice upon application from a country. And application is made by, in this instance, the National Prosecuting Authority in South Africa. And they need to make out a case for Interpol to say that there are certain individuals who are persons of interest in our country. They've either evaded justice by fleeing the country and avoiding the execution of a warrant of arrest, or they have been sentenced and they've fled, so they're not serving out their sentence, et cetera, et cetera. They are a person of interest or persons of interest. Interpol then considers that application, and in the event that they are convinced and that they agree that there is a case or cases for the individuals to answer to in their in the country where the charges were laid, then they will issue that red notice. And the red notice is issued. Interpol, obviously, as we know, is an international policing system, and it is circulated throughout the entire world, and all the members of Interpol, which is basically the majority of the world. And as soon as a person enters or exits a country's land borders, that red notice should be flagged and the person should be arrested there where the flagging of the red notice takes place. So, you know, if the red notices are issued, then they must be circulated. The headquarters of Interpol are in Lyon in France, and it gets issued out of Lyon and then gets circulated. And, you know, obviously in this instance, we're talking about the Gupta brothers. They have it on good authority that they are in Dubai. And if that Interpol red notice is circulated and they are picked up in Dubai, then there would be, theoretically, they would be arrested there on an Interpol red notice. They would be detained in custody, but they would be granted the opportunity to apply for bail once they've been arrested. If they are released on bail, then they will be free to, not in custody to oppose a extradition application, which will be launched by the South African authorities to the Dubai authorities to extradite those individuals back to South Africa. If they are denied bail, then they will remain in custody pending that application from the South African authorities. So quite a complex procedure that needs to be followed.
So we shouldn't be driving to the airport at this point to meet them?
Unfortunately not at this stage, no.
Right.
No.
Are there countries, or if they were to try and find a country that where they could avoid this Interpol red notice, is that a possibility?
No, it is not. What they would, and this is a question that I was asked on Monday as well, is, are there countries where it would be more lenient for them to if they were arrested in certain countries as opposed to other countries? So the interesting fact is that South Africa and Dubai have now finalized an extradition treaty, and it comes into operation on the 10th of July, which is around the corner. And what that means is that if a person is arrested there, then the extradition process will be much easier for South Africa to follow, and it would be much easier for the individuals to be extradited from Dubai to South Africa. So if they wanted to avoid extradition, and that would obviously, you know, we're just creating, you know, scenarios here. But if I wanted to obviously avoid being extradited back to South Africa, as it seems that they are attempting to do now, then, you know, they would have to go to a country where there's no extradition treaty in place and where there's no mutual legal assistance between the countries. I think I've mentioned this before on your show as well, but, you know, we look back at the Shrindiwani extradition. He was extradited from the UK to South Africa, as opposed to numerous individuals who have fled South Africa and gone to Australia, knowing that Australia do not easily extradite people to South Africa. In fact, it has not happened in a number of years. And the reason for that is because the High Court in Sydney in 2004 made a decision in which it confirmed that extraditing a person to South Africa and letting them face criminal charges in South Africa, where there is a chance that they could be convicted and sentenced to imprisonment, is the same as sentencing a person to his death sentence because of the atrocious conditions of our South African prison.
It's an incredible indictment.
So that would be their main priority.
South Africa.
Yeah.
It really is. But in other words, from what everything you're saying, probably the best angle for the Guptas to continue living their lives is to hand themselves in Dubai, get that process going on the condition that they get out on bail, and drag this on through the legal process for as long as they possibly can.
Yes, or fight the extradition. Remember that you only have one opportunity at extraditing a person, and that would be the South African authorities' opportunity. So if the Guptas can, you know, one can only assume if they were to be arrested ever in Dubai and they were to oppose their extradition to South Africa, they would argue that it's clearly a persecution, that they are being blamed for state capture in South Africa, that they are being blamed for the looting of state funds, etc., etc. And the South African authorities would obviously have to adduce proper evidence which confirms the charges levelled against them. In the absence of that, they would most likely be successful in their opposition of an extradition. We've been involved in quite a few extraditions, both from foreign countries to South Africa, but as well as from South Africa to other international states. And it is a very high burden of proof that needs to be demonstrated. You know, we've successfully avoided people being extradited to the States on the grounds that the charge leveled against the person in the United States is not seen as a crime in South Africa, and accordingly our authorities don't recognize it as a crime. So we won't be extraditing one of our nationals to the United States of America because we don't see the offense as being a crime. That's obviously just an example, but it is certainly a very long and lengthy and complex legal process that still lies ahead.
Before I let you go, the Interpol itself took a bit of a knock with, thanks to South Africa, when Jackie Selebi was involved. What is it like in terms of reputation today?
No, certainly it's got a good reputation in my opinion. I was involved in a matter where a South African citizen had been arrested on a red notice in Germany. You know, obviously we then dealt with Interpol and they were very professional and their work was of a very good and proper and professional nature. So I think their reputation is still right up there, and obviously it would be concerning for an individual if they are trying to avoid charges in South Africa and they now hear that Interpol is busy investigating them and issuing notices against them. It's certainly concerning.
Yeah, indeed. It is 8:45. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to speak to us. Ulrich,
thank you.
Legal expert, and apparently Kit Kat love.